had a great day, and it's been a day where all of our kids that you usually don't see, because when you walk away on Sunday night, this place does not just close down. We literally open right back up on Monday morning, and some 900 students come to St. Monica's School here on this campus every single day. And that's a great blessing. It's an extraordinary gift. It's become one of the great challenges, keeping Catholic schools and Catholic education alive, not just existing, not just making it, but alive in this time. And by the good, gracious work of so many people in our two schools, we've had a great experience of Catholic school right here at St. Monica's. And you'll hear a bit more about that. But just before we get there, I'd like to spend just a minute or two on this gospel tonight, because it's a real good one. I think the gospel tonight, it's, you know, a guy coming back to his hometown. He's got a reputation. There's a buzz. It's not emailed. It's not texted. It's not messaged to people, so they don't get the full story. But there's dribbles and drabs of things that they hear about this young man who was a carpenter's son. Just a young guy doing his best in a very, very small little village called Nazareth. And he returns. And he goes, as is the custom, the rabbi would speak in the synagogue, and then some male person could get up and give some little reflection. So Jesus gets up, and he reads the scripture. And the scripture sounds terrific. It's the great proclamation, the great promise of Isaiah the prophet. The deaf will hear, the lame will walk, the poor will be given new life. Those who are captives and oppressed and the worst condition in the world be set free. Now that sounds terrific. But the thing that jars people is when he says, hey folks, it's now. Well, that's a different story. You know, when you hear about something that's going to happen, that's okay. But when you say it's now, it's present, it's in this moment, that's a different story. Ultimately, they try to throw him off the bluff of the cliff because it's a high area that he lived in. But that comes a little later. But that's the result of that proclamation of today. So it got me thinking about how do we live in that moment? How do we face each day? How do we live in the reality of the day? Just as Jesus suggested, today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. How do we today live in it? So I found something that I thought was just terrific. Here's a woman who writes about her life, and she sums it up by saying, first, I was dying to finish high school and to start college. Then I was dying to finish college and start work. Then I was dying to have children. Then I was dying for them to grow up, to attend school so that I could return to work. Then I was dying to retire. And now I'm dying. And suddenly, she says, I realize I forgot to live each day. How about that? I forgot to live each day. I think that's at the core of one of the messages of this first proclamation of the Gospel of Luke, to live in the power and the gift and the grace of now. So I'm riding my bike yesterday morning thinking about these grand things, you know, thinking about going back to the community in which you first started, and people have one prejudice about you, and yet here Christ comes with a whole new message, and it was hard for them to get it. I was thinking about living in the power and the gift and the grace of this moment, smelling the ocean and enjoying this moment. So I'm coming down from 25th, and it was a bit drizzly on yesterday and today, actually. And it was a little later than I usually ride, and I'm coming down the street, and I'm thinking, and all of a sudden, I look, and there's a car coming right at me. Didn't see it. I was going through a stoplight. Just to add to it. I didn't want to tell the students that I did that, but I did. It was early, dark, you know, I didn't really get there. So, you know, clamming on your brakes is not a good thing to do when it's wet. And I could see myself sliding and falling in this car, going right over me. I thought about that for a second. So I stopped and released him a little bit, and it stopped a little bit. And for some reason, I just barely turned my bike like this, just a little to the left. And that car literally was like this. Shh, went right past me. I don't know if he saw me or didn't see me or what. And I said, whoa. I'm thinking about living in the power of now, but I'm not living in the power of now. I'm thinking about what I'm going to be doing when I get off my bike, and then I'll be living in the power of now. And because of it, I almost got killed. You almost had another pastor here tonight. That's the truth. Yesterday morning, Washington. Wouldn't that have been right on Washington? There I am. So I think that's what we do. I think some of us who have a struggle with that, we think about how we're going to do it. I mean, like right now, you could say to me, Todd, when I leave church tonight, I'm going to start living in the moment. But now you're thinking about dinner. So you're not living in the moment. That's what we have to do. That's the gift and the grace of that precious gift. And the other thought, just to end, because I want these two students to speak to you tonight, is that when we live in that, I mean actually live in it, and if instead of trying to create judgment and negativity, let our karma, let our feeling be love, respect, something different happens. I tried it yesterday after I turned right around and went right home. I wasn't going to chance anymore. I got right out of my bike. But last night after the 5:30 mass, I got a call, sick call. And it's way up in those, you know, you come down channel and go up Mesa, and then it's a beautiful area, but I don't know what to do when I get up there. So this guy calls me, and I said, terrific, I'll come visit your mother, but you got to come down and get me at Mesa. So then he came down, and up we went. I followed him up, and I got into this house, and I was feeling a little sorry for myself because it was a long day, and I had 8 great appointments with these brides and grooms and all kinds of stuff. And there I was now, you know, in the wet of the night, and I went into this house, and there was a woman right there. She was near death. And her 2 daughters were there, 3 friends, so 5 women were in the room with me. She'd been unconscious for 3 days. And I got in there, began to pray. I couldn't arouse her or anything, and normally I can bring people back, but couldn't do it. Did the anointing, and I said to all of the women, the power of those women in that room, they were touching her. I said, put your hand on her, touch her, just let her feel that presence. So we did the anointing, the blessing, and then I said to them, just say to her, I love you. And it was like this roar that came out of these women. They start saying over and over, I love you, I love you, I love you. And her eyes came open. And this beautiful smile on her face. She looked around and she saw me, and then she saw those great friends and went back into unconsciousness. And I thought to myself, why can't I do that? See, that's the thing that really ultimately matters. It's love. It's this moment, not something we're worried about or something we've done that we regret. It's this moment. And it's the power and the gift and the grace of this moment. Not in judgment, but in love. Well, that made my day. And I hope it helps to make yours. Now, today, those words are fulfilled